Overnight, the Department of Defense published its 2020 Defense Strategic Update and its 2024 Structure Plan. You may have seen articles about this in today's Age, Australian, or Financial Review. The strategic update sets out the challenges in Australia's strategic environment and their implications for defence planning. The documents spell out Australia's reliance on access to outer space and explains why defence is enhancing its investment in space capabilities. $7 billion will be spent over the next 10 years on space. This will fund the launch of satellites to establish an independent communications network to allow the Australian Defence Force real-time communications. With some regions of the space around the Earth becoming very crowded, it is increasingly important for us to know where all satellites are. This is what the military call space situational awareness. The ADF will also invest in position, navigation and timing satellites, which it regards as essential to 21st century military operations. The Defence Department is already working with the Australian Space Agency and the industry to transform the way the ADF operates in space. These satellites and their ground stations will be under sovereign Australian control. Using terrestrial and or space-based systems, new investments will be made in capabilities to counter emerging space threats. There will be an effort to assure Australia's continued access to space-based intelligence, surveillance and reconnaissance. The papers released this morning also have expenditure projections beyond the $7 billion by 2030. Satellite communications will receive between $4.6 and $6.9 billion. Satellite communications assurance is allocated between $1.7 and $2.5 billion. Terrestrial operations in contested space will need between $1.4 and $2 billion. Space situational awareness will soak up somewhere between $1.3 and $2 billion. The call has gone out to Australian companies to take up the challenge of providing these services. Well, late this morning, Prime Minister Morrison made this statement.
Furthermore, the government will significantly increase investment in defence space capabilities, a whole new theatre, including a network of satellites so we have an independent communications network. And we're going to invest some $7 billion in those space capabilities over the coming decade, working closely with industry and other government agencies, including the Australian Space Agency, headquartered in Adelaide, where I was there to open that agency not that long ago. Working with key partners and allies, we will take advantage of Australia's unique geographical position to better contribute to collective space domain awareness. And so too, we will look to enhance the ADF's ability to counter emerging threats in the space domain and ensure our continued access to space-based intelligence, surveillance and reconnaissance.
And we'll have more on this story on next week's The Space Show.